feel the trauma Baba, how the heck you doing? It's your good old friend Ken and Alan saying hello de do de do, yeah. And I wanted to thank you back for another fantastic episode. I wanted to say thanks for listening up, by the way. Can you hear me okay? What's going on now? I'm turning up the old volume on the handheld. Ooh, that's the sultry sound of success. I'm sitting in the middle of a power outage at the new Unitet Studios in Woodacre, California. And it's only fitting because I started radiation last week. So I'm at the forefront of technology and I come home and everything has been brought back to the Stone Ages. So can you hear that? That literally is a crackling, roaring fire. And it's a good place to meditate and get back to square one, especially for anybody in the New Year's. Right, guys? Did you just finally come out of your hangover? I know I did. I'm kidding. I didn't really I wasn't able to do that. Can't do that this year. I have to take it easy because of the old big scissor, you know, big C. So I just laid low. I went out and had a nice meal with a nice, friendly person. And then just went home, chilled the heck out. Good to see him. Now, what's going on in the New Year's? We're going to get to that in a little bit, State of the Union. But right now, I've been sitting around here, and we're brought back to this period of what are we going to do next? I haven't done anything regarding radiation, the lecture or the introduction I had from the guy, partially because it wasn't really that interesting of an interview. But there's some interesting things that can happen to me. For instance, I've already lost smell. I've already lost taste. I'm not even looking to get them back. As angry as I get when people say how delicious steak tastes, I'm just not even going to involve myself in the conversation until maybe it does. I used to love fucking smell, though. Remember your first girlfriend? Can you still smell the perfume? It was exclamation. And I remember it, and I'll every once in a while smell it on maybe a young kid or maybe someone from a third world country that's cleaning up, you know, in a house or something. And I go, oh yeah, that was the smell of my first girlfriend. And it's the first thing that links you to memory. Now, I don't have it, which is a fucked up situation. But it also means that everything's kind of in the now anyway. So we'll see how that goes. Here's the other things that I can look forward to. Losing eyebrow hair, possibly cataracts, and losing all the hair around the sides of my head. That's also to say that it may not be gone inside my eyeball, and it may still be growing. It could also be in the lymph, but they don't think that's possible. They don't think that's likely. So what's a man to do here? Just sit around and worry, or just get on with living? Because that's all I can do. Now, for the New Year's, a couple of things I have to get. Some big-time stars and some money for this podcast. And also some kind of job where I'm doing voice overs or radio commercials, television commercials, some kind of money where this voice can get the kind of dollar it deserves. So anybody out there, please get them in touch with me. And if you know somebody that can help me with this, an agent or someone who works in the industry that can be a reference for me, or you do it yourself, let me know. I'd love to set up my own TV show for, you know, real life medical and emergency heroes rather than all the high stakes trauma type shows that are on. Ugh. I'm sorry if you like those. I understand everybody's got their guilty pleasure, but I'd rather watch a MASH than I'd rather watch a Chicago Fire. So something with a little bit of humor so people understand why we can go back to the job every day. So please point me in the right direction. I'm open for ideas always. This is a big thing for 2017 and everything that's been happening to me. May not be able to go back to the fire thing afterwards. Don't know if it's responsible. for my health to go back into the field that caused me to get cancer. I don't know what I'd do next, but it's got to be something that pays as well. So that's tough. It's real tough. But I'm sure something will show their faces. Something will show up by the end of this year. Some other things I'm working on are getting the band back together. We're going to do some albums. We're going to have some fun. Look, I don't know how long I'm going to be able to keep my voice, so I feel like I should start recording everything that I've kept under wraps for 10 years. And I finally found the right guys to do it with. And I'm going to be trying to sell some music as well. So, anybody else who knows anything about that stuff, I know it's not medically related, but what the hell do you do to blow off some trouble? I know that I listen to music and I play music, and that gets rid of my anxiety and it puts me back to square one, which is where we all need to be. Zen, in the moment, you know, legs crossed, applesauce, and you're right in the middle of this situation and you're meditating. That's where everybody needs to be. That's where I want to be in 2017. So, any other questions? Okay, so radiation, so far so good. They're just burning. It's a 360 degree machine that goes around your face and blasts a green laser, which is radiation, into or along the plane of my head, going circumferentially around, you know, starting from my eyes, going around the sides by my ears, around the back by my hair, to my other ear, my eyes, and my nose, which is why all of those things, plus hearing, can be affected by this. Couldn't have picked a worse spot for a tumor. Actually, I could. I mean, prostate would fuck that noise. So that's going to be all the stuff that, and it's still pretty good. However, I did notice some ringing in my ears the other day, like audibly really noticeable. And good news, though, I'll lose the nose hair and probably the ear hair. So as long as I can keep the rest of that stuff together, I think I'll be okay. As long as I keep my vision, too. I'd hate to lose more than 3 senses to this fucking thing. Especially hearing, since that's what I'm going to try and get into. Pain medication seems to work. I'm going to do a little thing on pain, how to focus on pain, how to get through pain. My good buddy, Sean Ellie, who's going to be recording with me, did some meditating with me, which was really not meditation at all. It was more, as his father puts it, full contact yoga. And it really is, you're kind of stretching and cracking your back and you're pulling yourself apart until stuff starts to disappear. Pain starts to disappear. And it really helped, actually. The day that he came over here, it was just nagging in my head like just fire. And just by focusing on that, breathing through it, I was able to probably produce enough endorphins to kind of conquer over the top of that for a good period of time. And that's really what this kind of comes down to is and there's no running from it. You just face it every day. And the fears that you have are just fears. You can't run away from them. You can't overthink them. You just got to face them. And it's what keeps you in the moment, I guess. But, you know, wow, it's sometimes really terrifying. Just to think of what I could miss out on. That's what gets me. Just like, wow, my life has just gotten going. Like, come on. I really want a wife and kids, and I don't want to succeed in life. I don't want to have this struggle on and on until I die. Oh, God. Sorry. I can't do, what am I supposed to do? Think about this until I start crying? Because you don't want to hear that, and it doesn't do any good. It just face it, and then maybe it goes away. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe and I think Mark Twain said something that I'm going to totally butcher, which was, I've lived through many hardships in my life, a few of which actually happened to me. something to that extent. And I think what the meaning is, you can worry around everything. But I never saw this coming, except for, you know, maybe in the last couple months I knew something was wrong. But who would have thought? So all the other things I was worried about haven't come true. This, which I wasn't thinking about at all, did. So what good is it to think about it? Doesn't do any good. And then look at all the opportunities that arise from having this happen to me. I'm able to start branching out and possibly start a more lucrative, more maybe self-tailored career where I really do get to exploit all of my talents, whereas maybe they were kind of just going to sit dormant in my other jobs. So as hard as it is to change things up, and as unexpectedly and as catastrophically, it's still a change. It's still a way to change and turn your life around. And it's going to do, it has done that for me now. So how does it work with radiation? Well, I go in 5 days a week, every weekday, 10 a.m. It only takes about 10 minutes. Literally, from the time you sit down, they bring you into a room that looks very similar to an MRI machine, except there's no kind of donut shape that you stick your head into. There are these two pivoting gantries that go around your head, and they have a laser inside. The other thing that you have to do is make a mask of your face, which is made out of kind of mesh. It's a plastic epoxy-type mesh that the first day you go in, when they do an X-ray to see where they want to go and hit, they'll also fit you with this thing, which is kind of in this big horseshoe shape with the mesh inside. And then they just wet it, heat it, smash it onto your face, and it molds to the contours and then locks into the bed that you're lying on so that your head can't move around. And they can always focus those beams right on your face, right in the place that they need to. Much more precise than it was 20 years ago when my father had to go through it for tongue cancer, with same fucking thing. Goddamn fire job. Get you every time. And anyway, so it's a little bit less, hopefully, I'm thinking a little less painful and heals a little bit better, because it's just not such a proton cannon to your fucking head. It's not like the new plans for the Death Star. SD Rogue One was pretty badass. Loved it. So, and it is like that green light. And there's a little olive dude standing in the corner with an olive hat on. You know what I'm talking about? And then he just throws a switch. And then, and I'm all, no, my nose is peaceful. You know, okay. You have another target, a better target named the system. That's a terrible Christopher Lee. And that wasn't Christopher Lee. Who was that? Come on. You know who it really was. Say it. Peter Cushing. There you go. Thanks. Peter Cushing. Okay. Hopefully somebody's following me right now. And anyway, so they blast you, and that only takes about 3 minutes. So you get smashed into the thing. They clip you in, and they put a mouthpiece in. That thing chokes, and then you hold on to a little ring so you're not moving around, and it just goes around and goes, and it blasts you. And then you're done. You get up, you walk away, you wait for the effects. You come back the next day. Everyone looks at you kind of questioningly. How are you? Good, good, good. Okay, sit down. We'll be right with you. So I'm just waiting for the... I'm waiting to see what happens. Let's just put it that way. I'm waiting to see. It's okay. A little sore, a little dry. Still getting some good clearance. One of the amazing things is what is coming out, to be graphic and completely grotesque. Some amazing things can come out when you're using the Netty washes and some decongestants. Holy crap. It's pretty impressive. So, doing that as much as I can, keeping down the swelling, trying to meditate, trying to stay off pain meds as much as possible. And I'm going to start working out tomorrow. The other thing I'm doing, detox. Time to get back on the health wagon. I've been eating everything just like you for holidays. And now I'm done. now this is going to, you know, all stripped down, as Tom Waits would say. And we're going to make sure that everything gets stripped down to the nitty grit and comes back golden. So if you have any questions about this and radiation, please give me a call. Or give me an email. What did I say? UNITET@hotmail.com. Check it out. UNITET@hotmail.com. That's the Unitet Studios there. So I'm there to answer any questions and to be pointed in the right direction for anything. Okay? Until then, it's Kenneth Allen. I'm going to bring you maybe a little bit more detailed State of the Union address next week. But for now, here's radiation and what's to come in the broadest sense in the new year. And I wish you the best and the happiest of New Year's, and I hope you're setting up your own programs as well. You owe it to yourselves. Don't wait for some kind of crisis. Create your crisis. Be the change. If you got it, use it. I love you and Happy New Year.
Down.